This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Law enforcement officers in Colorado can't be convicted of any felony or they lose their peace officer license. But the list of disqualifying misdemeanors is limited, and state officials are looking to expand it. In their proposal, anyone convicted of animal cruelty or invasion of privacy for sexual gratification, among other crimes, would not be able to be a peace officer in Colorado. Hashim Kotas is a community advocate in Aurora.
The things that are related to sexual assault, child abuse, and theft, these are things that they arrest on a daily basis. And the fact that someone can still become a police officer while having those or doing those things is troubling.
State officials hope lawmakers pass a measure that would add to the list of disqualifying crimes in the session that starts early next year. Environmental groups say the federal government has not finalized a mandatory plan to protect a historical trail that crosses Colorado. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The Old Spanish Trail starts in Santa Fe and has segments that enter Colorado before turning west to California. The 700-mile route was used by Native American tribes and later by Mexican and American explorers. Three environmental groups have filed a federal lawsuit that argues the U.S. Department of the Interior's Environmental Protection Plan is 19 years overdue, while the agency has allowed drilling, mining, and other activities that harm the trail. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Colorado Republicans have expanded their numbers in a few key legislative committees going into next session. This comes after the party flipped three seats in the state house and moved out of super-minority status. Democrats still hold a wide majority at the Colorado legislature, but there will be more Republicans sitting on the education, judiciary, finance, and business affairs committees. This is CPR News and KRCC.